This is the word that has been proclaimed to you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at the table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink'? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. How long, Lord? How long, Lord? The prophet Habakkuk says, "I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord." Has much changed since this time of this ancient prophet to today? We have but to watch the news, and we hear violence, violence, ruin, misery, destruction, and violence, and clamorous discord, strife. It goes to prove the saying, there is nothing new under the sun. And we all find ourselves feeling at times that the Lord is not listening to us, that the Lord does not hear us, that the Lord somehow has ignored us. And yet the prophet points out the truth that Jesus always tells us, that the Lord is listening. But listen to what the Lord says. Write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily, for the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The just one. Those who look for the Lord and wait. Who have the faith. Who have the trust. Who bring up from themselves courage. They are waiting for the answer of the Lord. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to wait for the Lord patiently, to wait for him in such a way that we expect him to fulfill his promises, that we trust that he will fulfill his promises, that we go about our lives living in expectation. Jesus today is asked by his disciples, "Increase our faith." Isn't that what we ask each and every day? When we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we're not coming because we need less faith. We ask the Lord for more, to show us more, to guide us more, to help us more. And Jesus replies to his disciples, "If you have the faith even of a tiny mustard seed, you would be able to do great things. You would be able to say to the mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea.'" Then Jesus tells a very odd little parable that's very difficult for us to hear because we have certain ideologies that are running through our minds and hearts especially in this case, the one of egalitarianism. But listen to what Jesus is saying. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from working in the field, come here immediately and take your place by me at this table? And Jesus then asks, would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Jesus is trying to tell us what our place is in the kingdom. We don't tell God what to do. God tells us his will, and we do it. And our responsibility is to do it, to do his will, to listen to him, to repent, to turn around, and come back to him. You may eat and drink when I am finished. And then he asks, is the master grateful to the servant because he did what he was commanded? This also is hard for us to hear because we might think, it's nice to hear a thank you once in a while. It's nice not to get yelled at by Father Rao. It's nice to get some recognition for what we do. But Jesus points out something about humility. Humility. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants because we have done what we were obliged to do. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. What Jesus is trying to tell his disciples and that he tells us today is that in humility, we do what the Lord asks us to do. But we shouldn't expect thanks. We should be the ones giving the thanks. We are doing what we are obligated to do. To be rewarded higher, to be given more grace, we have to go beyond what we're obliged to do. We are obliged to come to Mass each and every Sunday, and I commend you for being here. But at the same time, we are obliged to do much more. We are obliged to pray for everyone in the whole world. We are obliged to do good works. We are obliged to do many good things for other people. And we are obliged to keep our relationship with God growing, growing new each day. We are unprofitable servants because we have done what we are obliged to do. That's not to give us bad news today. And in fact, we need courageous preaching, and that's what Paul is talking to his young priest Timothy about. He says, beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands, that is, your ordination. For God did not give to the priests a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord, nor of me a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. The strength that comes from God will take that little mustard seed of our faith and make it grow. The Holy Spirit will illuminate us to such a degree that we find things coming out of us that we don't even know that were there. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me, that is from Paul, in the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. It is the Holy Spirit who comes to us. It is the Holy Spirit who comes to you in this holy sacrifice of the Mass as you offer yourselves along with the body and blood of Christ. And when you are transformed more and more into that very body and blood. The Lord is speaking to us today. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.